Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. From the Easter Gospel, we read Matthew chapter 28, verse 8. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. What will Jesus think? Is that the thought that was going through the heads of the women? After all, they had brought burial spices. They were planning to bury him, even though he had said to them that he was going to rise from the dead. And by the way, he had said it enough times and publicly so that even his enemies knew about his promised resurrection. And what had the women done? They'd failed to listen. Can we understand why they hurried away afraid? I can understand, because I failed to listen too. I failed to listen to what my Savior says to me about life, about death, about forgiveness, about salvation, about how to treat my spouse, kids, parents, neighbors, and so forth and so forth. I can empathize with these women. My sins have brought fear to me too. So it's really important for us to see how Jesus treated his fear-filled followers. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Wow, such love, such assurance, no words of condemnation, not even a teasing, "Hey, what were you planning to do with those spices?" No, instead it's wonderful good news. Do not be afraid. Why do they not need to be afraid? Why do they not ever need to be afraid? Because they have a Savior who had risen from the dead. They have a Savior who has won forgiveness for them. Indeed, they never needed to be afraid again because they have a Savior who loves them dearly. That's how Jesus felt about them. And that's how he feels about you, too. Risen Savior, drive my fears away by assuring me that you, the risen Savior, love me dearly. In your name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.